Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.
Now, you guys obviously didn't win, but you did get the record. Mm-hmm. Does that mean something to you, you know, when it's all said and done?
Yeah, you know, later on, long down the road, when I look back at my career, it probably means something. It means a lot more to me than right now. I mean, it's a record that I broke, and, you know, anytime I break a record, it's not just me. You know, obviously, it's a team effort, and, you know, I just appreciate all my teammates, you know, obviously blocking for me, and also, you know, Jay for throwing me all those balls that I caught this year. And, you know, it was a great accomplishment, and, you know, I think our team and our offense can actually hold on to that for a little while, even though, you know, the season didn't go how we wanted it to go.
When Mark came here a couple years ago, he said that he wanted to get you involved in the passing game in this way. Do you feel like the record is in any way a product of his offense and the things that he was telling Jay to do and ways that he wanted to use you?
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of times in this offense where I can be the first read in the pass, or sometimes the third read or the last read, and I'll get the ball, you know, a lot of times. So, you know, when you got an offense like this and you got, you know, guys out there with, you know, some big receivers, obviously Brandon wasn't out there with us, but, you know, early in the season when they're, like, doubling him and Alshon, then, you know, underneath, me and Martellus are going to get a lot of balls. So, you know, early in the year, I think I was leading the league in receptions because of that reason, when they're, you know, trying to stop the deep balls or stop the two big receivers we had.
Yeah, were you doing kind of a countdown in your mind? You don't have any either?
I knew before the game. Actually, Jay told me, Jimmy told me and Jay how many, you know, he needed to get 100 and then how many to break the record and that stuff. So the flow of the game, we weren't really, you know, stressing about trying to get it so much. We were trying to get some screens going, but I think they knew that I was trying to get the record too, because they on the screen plays, they weren't really rushing the D linemen. And a couple of the pass plays, they would actually spy me with one of the D linemen and kind of try to grab me or hold me from getting out.
Is the offense too predictable this year? It seems like a lot of teams, like you said, were kind of guessing right away.
Yeah, I mean, you can say that. Sometimes, you know, we'll line up in a formation that we ran a specific play out of a few more times than we should have. And, you know, defenses are smart. You know, they watch film, they, you know, read their keys, and they know stuff like that. So, but at the same time, you know, if you execute the play and do it right, you can still, you know, be effective in that. It's not just because they recognize, you know, the play formation or something like that, that, you know, you're not going to succeed on that play. There's been plenty of times where they'll call, sometimes they may have called the play out during the snap, and, you know, we still get a first down or, you know, get, you know, 5, 6, 7 yards on a run.
Matt, what did it feel like after the game? Did it feel like you guys were saying goodbye to these coaches? Or, I mean, what kind of sense you get what's going to happen here?
No, I wouldn't have a sense of that. I mean, it was kind of the same as the locker room always has been, whether win, lose, or draw. You know, everybody comes around the locker room and, you know, kind of shakes hands with each other and appreciates what, you know, the effort that they gave out on the field and that type of stuff. And, you know, it wasn't really a sense of that.
Trestman talked a lot about that today, about the effort being there. He applauded you guys, but the results just haven't been there, especially defensively. What do you think needs to change? What really?
Yeah, effort only gets you so far, you know, in everything that you do. You know, just if you look back at the game, this game, you know, in the red zone, not scoring touchdowns, we got to execute better in that area. You know, penalties, you know, lack of discipline on stuff, you know, jumping off sides or, you know, whatever it was. So, you know, we had a lot of penalties this game that kind of hurt us doing that type of stuff.
Jay said that, you know, you guys kind of expected Minnesota to have a good plan today after you did pretty well against them last time. Were you not able to counter that as effectively as you wanted to, what they were doing to you offensively?
No, I don't think it was so much them as it was us this game. We were effective against them last time, and some of the stuff that we did last time was still effective against them. And, you know, we were kind of shooting ourselves in the foot like we've been doing the entire year, which, you know, is something that needs to change, obviously, if we want to continue to play in this league and win some games.
A couple more. Can I just drive you nuts? I mean, because that's You're in
yeah. Long. I mean, it's just bonehead mistakes sometimes, and it happens to all of us, you know. Sometimes it happens, but the teams who can do it the least amount obviously have a better chance at succeeding on a play. You know, if you're, you know, second and seven, and, you know, you're about to run a play, there's a play called, and then you get offsides penalty, then, you know, you're backed up, whereas, you know, second and long. And then the defense, you know, can run anything. They kind of can sit back and just keep, you know, everybody in front of the chains. And so it puts you at a disadvantage whenever you get penalties like that.
Matt, that discipline that was so good last year and was not really there this year, is that just a sign of a loss of focus? Would the coaching staff just not get through it? What was the reason? What was the big difference?
No idea.
So focused last year and not this year?
I have no idea. I can't answer that because, I mean, in meetings, focus is there. Everybody's paying attention. In practice, we never really have any of those penalties, and we do the same stuff, same snap counts and things like that. I don't know, maybe it's the you know, atmosphere of the game or something, you know, game type atmosphere when you got to do a lot of thinking up there, where you know what formation or what defense they're lined up in and all kind of stuff, and you know, maybe may forget what the snap count is on or something like that. So, I mean, it's happened, and also on the line we had, you know, Michael Ola playing every single position, you know, out there. So it's kind of hard to, I guess, get on the same page with some guys.
And just the inability to kind of pinpoint that kind of thing. Does that make it tough to figure out how to get it right, you know what I'm saying, to make things better next year?
No, I mean, I think if we just, you know, obviously that's one thing that we can point out that was a factor in us being, you know, at a disadvantage and on you know, that's third downs and second downs or whatever when we get penalties like that, and something that we can focus on and say, you know, really harp on that, you know, that discipline part of that stuff where we're not shooting ourselves in the foot because we already got to play against the defense. You know, you don't want to make it harder on yourself by creating penalties and longer yardage.
Post Game Central is brought to you by University of Phoenix.